This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Daryl and Honey Fifield on the Pulse, and that was a new one from Sloth Russ, The Next Curse, featuring Lizzie Hale, right here on the Pulse. Our first story of the day, we're going to take a look at a very interesting showcase. It's called the ASEAN Music Showcase Festival 2021.
Yes, this is going to be their second year having this festival after last year's successful effort. Of course, the region is still affected by the pandemic, which means that they will continue with a virtual format aimed at showcasing the best talents around ASEAN.
Yes, that's right. The festival is also called organized by representatives from all over the countries involved, and after starting out with only 5 countries from the region, they're now adding 2 more. Cambodia and Vietnam will be joining Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand and the Philippines this time around. It's going to be exciting.
Yep, the show is scheduled to take place early next month on the 11th and 12th of September, with the third day, the 13th of September, reserved for artists and delegates to take part in a virtual speed networking.
Sounds exciting. So joining us on the line to talk about the second edition of the ASEAN Music Festival, we have 3 guests, Hanif.
Yes, there are Pia Pong, Moon Prasada, David Xiao and Mark Wai Ho. Gents, before we start, can I get you to introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hello everybody, my name is Pia Pong Moon Prasada, but my nickname is Pi, so it's much easier for people to remember me by. I just say like Pi the Thai guy. Yeah, it rhymes. So I'm the co-founder of Fungi, which is a music streaming platform, especially for independent music in Thailand. That's my quick intro. I'd like to pass this to another main man, David.
Yeah, so my name is David. I'm from Singapore. I play in an indie pop band called Mod Life, produced under the moniker Dismo. But when it comes to music business, I do music export from Singapore under a company called Steady State Records. And, you know, Pi, me, Mark, the whole bunch of us, we simply meet each other and hang out and talk business, or actually not that much business, but we kind of have the same hopes and wishes for the regional scenes, right? To kind of integrate them together, and Asia's where it's at. So that's why we're doing something like ASEAN Music Showcase Festival. All right, Mark, your turn.
Hello, I'm the local guy here. Yeah, so I'm from Kuala Lumpur. Actually, I wear many hats. I'm the founder of a local independent label called Soundscape Records. We've been around for almost 20 years. And at the same time, I'm also the co-founder of independent live house called LiveFact. And I'm also the co-founder of an annual music festival here called City Rose. It's actually a festival that co-organized by us and our Taiwanese partner, and it has been going on for 2 years. And of course, I'm also the co-founder of the ASEAN Music Showcase Festival.
Yeah, great stuff. This is the second edition of the festival in virtual format. Guys, now that you have the experience of doing it last year, does it get easier? What have you learned from past experience?
So we just organized it once, right? Last year. It was established last year, and we're working on the second edition this year. So basically, you know, when you first start doing something for the first time, there's so much learning. And the learning includes like, okay, how are you going to coordinate amongst each other who live like 1,000 kilometers apart? How are we going to plan meetings and, you know, get things done? How are we going to separate and delegate the work, you know? And also the technology behind it. There's lots of, you know, choices that we can use that are free. For example, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. But the equipment that is required to make the broadcast, you know, smooth is something additional that we need to learn about. And also utilizing tools like Zoom to create, you know, an effective and efficient speed meeting session is also not really that easy. It's much easier to do everything like face to face and in physical, but on, you know, on virtual, things can go wrong pretty quickly, and you need to be quick in solving those types of problems. So that's my quick take on it.
Yeah, and on the flip side, I guess doing it online, we can. There's so much more flexibility in how you want to present the artist. You can think about what kind of context you want to put them in and what kind of venue, what kind of location shoots. And there's a lot more things that you could try because it's not live, right? That you could even clean up, you know, in some sense, clean up the sets and make it look a bit fancier. But yeah, I think the main challenge is we all miss that human component of interacting with each other and, you know, just hanging out, especially with the delegates and making like and discussing about, I guess, like talking about how the future of our industry is going to be like. Yeah, that part. Yeah, it just sucks that we can't get together, but you know, we take what we can.
Yeah, I think the plus point is for the artists. I mean, usually when we have it physically, artists will have to pay for their own flights and even their own accommodation to participate in this such showcase festival. That's quite a lot of expenses for them. So the good thing of having it online is they can actually join the festival without having to spend too much money. I mean, they're given the so-called backstage pass to be connected with the industrial experts. Yeah, I think that's the plus point of doing it virtually.
Mm. So you've said before that it'll take a bit of time for you to incorporate more countries in the festival. Last year, you had only 5 countries in the ASEAN region. And this time around, you managed to get Cambodia and Vietnam to join Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Thailand and the Philippines. What will these 2 countries bring to the table and what can we expect from them?
Yeah, in Cambodia and Vietnam, they have great artists, man. We're quite excited to see, we just announced the lineup, so you can go see the artists that will be part of the festival. And for us, we're quite excited to see what they have to offer, Artists like Vanda, Tiny Giant, these are names that you typically won't see as often in the regional scenes because those markets are only starting to open up. So now's a good time to explore the music from that region.
Yeah, I think with Cambodia and Vietnam coming on board, I think for this year, we are expecting like a wider reach in terms of viewers and also media coverage. Yeah, I think that's the advantage of having both countries join us for this year.
Mm. Music showcases are one aspect of the festival, but another important aspect of the festival, which I think is equally important, is the virtual speed meeting that you'll be having the day after. It can't replace, of course, more impromptu, sometimes casual networking sessions that people in the scene have during festivals. But how important, I guess, is this form of virtual networking at a time that we are not be able to socialize and mingle in person?
Let me go first. And then I'd love to have David and Mark's opinions. So the thing is, I think the key thing for a lot of music industry people is that they want to work with people they like. So meeting up in person and talking to the bands or the delegates, it makes them more comfortable and more confident that they are going to make a good choice, right? I mean, virtual is kind of difficult, but it's something that we are still on that learning curve. So, yeah, it's not as good as physical, but it's a good start. And through my experience, I did see delegates and artists get along really well on virtual and were able to work with each other in distribution, for example, during the COVID times that they can't. They can't travel. Distribution is one thing that they can do. And that was already done. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like in this music industry, having that kind of face-to-face connection is quite important because then you really try and understand the other party, right? To see what they're looking out for as well as simply to see whether you can trust them, right? So that's one thing we tried to do in all physical showcases, in each of our showcase, country showcases and all that. But with digital, we're trying to rely on at least the people that we trust and we think care about the regional scenes a bit more. So it's more like we call the people who have the right heart for the industry to come along and to explore and to get to know people and to network. Whereas for the artists, it's more like, since showcase festivals are a bit more of a niche kind of format, so I think it's more about educating the artists on how to go about hustling and to getting to know people and it's just one of those more industry facing things. Although it being online, it means that we can start reaching out to a larger audience of fans as well online because access is so easy. I mean, it's just adapting to the times.
Yeah, I mean, having it physically, it's no doubt being the best thing to do, because I still remember, I mean, the experiences that we had, like by joining, I mean, festival like Zandari or even Bangkok Music City and the one in Taiwan, Luckfest. I mean, it's amazing that we get to interact and mingle with the like-minded people. But then due to the pandemic, I think we were sort of like forced to pivot to online. But I think the good thing is, for me, I take it as a learning process, because looking at the scale of the event, I mean, that involved 7 countries, you know, there are a lot of like, I mean, a lot of work that needs to be done, and then be it our communication, our partnership. So I think even though we can't meet up like face to face, but then this is more like a preparation for us when the pandemic is over. Probably we get to like organize this event physically, from countries to countries. Yeah,
looking forward to that as well. So the festival is scheduled to take place early next month. So can you share more about it? When will it be happening, and who will be there?
All right. So the showcases shall be broadcasted on September 11th and 12th, which are Saturday and Sunday. However, the week following up to the event, we'll be having a few panel discussions, probably done either on Zoom or on Clubhouse. And we've been working with our partners to talk about topics that are really interesting for bands who want to get their music heard overseas or get out of their country. And then after the showcases on Saturday and Sunday would be private speed meetings on Monday, the 13th of September. And that is only reserved for the delegates and the participating artists. And as for the lineup, well, we have just announced it yesterday, I think. So I'd say just go to our Facebook page and website to check it out, ASEANMusicShowcaseFestival.com. Or on Facebook, just go search ASEAN Music Showcase Festival. Oh, yeah, it's on Instagram too and Twitter. But if I would like to do a shout out to artists, do check out Vanda from Cambodia. He is the biggest rapper and artist out of Cambodia right now. Check him out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Alec Orachi from Thailand, actually. And like, and Lust and No Good from Malaysia. Those guys are like bands that really work out really nicely. You can feel their energy.
That was David Siao, and he's joined by Piapong, Moon Prasad Lee, Opai, and Mark Wai Hu, and they're all co-organizers of ASEAN Music Showcase Festival. It will take place next month on the 11th and 12th of September. Like they said earlier, for more information, including who will be performing there, check out their website, ASEANMusicShowcaseFestival.com.
That's right. A bit of a shameless plug here. The last band that was recommended, the drummer, is actually one of the hosts of The Pulse as well, Ali Johan. So if you're a fan of the show, there's no reason not to check this out, right?
Yeah. Yep.
ASEANMusicShowcaseFestival.com, that's the place to be. Coming up in today's Pulse, we're going to be taking a deeper look into, in my opinion, one of the releases of the year so far, Hiatus Coyote's Mood Valiant. But first up, here's the new one from Jordan Rakai, Send My Love. Stay tuned. This is the Pulse on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.